Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreeke.
The case against Brian Koberger is a strong one, and we will continue to see pieces of evidence come out in the next year, in 2024. Who knows if we're going to see a trial in 2024. That could easily go into 25, even possibly 26. Who knows? These things can take quite some time. Big piece of evidence that has now been given to the defense in discovery is IgG, investigative genetic genealogy evidence. The police used IgG evidence to generate leads, but did not use it to obtain any warrants. And there's some question about that, some issues that some have. And of course, if you're mounting a vigorous defense for your client, you're going to try and poke holes in things. Here to discuss this evidence and what it means, you know, really, if anything, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent. Robin, IgG, this is something, like I said, a lot of people saying, well, the method in which you get from point A to point B, that's kind of in question. Once you get to point B, if it does match what you're looking for, that's there. But it's the methods beforehand that seem to be having some issue here. Can you speak to that at all?
I don't know. It's I got a couple things with this. DNA is not 100% foolproof all the time. Like you said, it depends on contact, depends on collection methods and all that. But what I found compelling about this, which is really interesting to me, which kind of bodes to the things we've said numerous times on the show, and that is when there's a gag order and you don't know everything the prosecution has, you know, there'll be a lot of surprises, I think. And what I think this really speaks to was the fact that they didn't use the DNA evidence to get subpoenas.
Mm-hmm.
That means they had a lot of other stuff. So that's actually bodes pretty well for, I would think, prosecution. The fact that they used it for leads, which makes a lot of sense, but then the leads they followed down must have been so solid that they no longer needed DNA, because it sounds like the prosecution understands that, hey, people could probably poke holes in this. And so they have so much other stuff that they're going to rely on that they don't need it. And also, if it wasn't him, how come we haven't heard? And we got a lot of sleuths on this one. You know, we got internet investigators. We got a lot of people out there that are either on his side, not on his side. And you would think that there'd be something that around shows like this that would pop up, say, hey, well, what about this? You didn't look at this, and we're not seeing anything. It's been a lot of silence on any other potential subjects on it there.
Yeah, I mean, right at the beginning, there was a lot of nonsense that was going on. But now that we're more than a year into this, you're exactly right. There really hasn't been any other potential legitimate leads on any of this. And what you just said about the other evidence being strong, there's a lot of evidence we have not seen yet. We won't see until this goes into court, the gag order in place, many, many things sealed. One of the biggest things that I am most interested in seeing, and something I think we've talked about several times on the show, that I'm feeling is almost stronger than DNA evidence, as strong as DNA evidence is, that's the phone. And not just the location of the phone. We already know that that exists. We know the triangulation, the pinging, all of that puts him very close to the crime scene. But it's the Google searches. It's the Instagram messages. It's all of that. It's what came out of his mind to his hand into his phone. That, to me, is something that we've never really had in history when we're talking about crimes, unless someone's writing a note. But this is real-time information. What were they thinking as this crime was going on? What do you think that's going to end up telling us?
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of those leads went as well. So there's going to be a lot of fascinating data points that come out because of that, that I think people are probably going to go, oh, wow, that's pretty compelling.
Yeah.
Because Koberger, even up to this point, we've said numerous times that, yes, highly educated, very thoughtful, very meticulous in life, let's just say. We won't say in the crime because he's not convicted. But it shows that arc and behavior pattern. And what we've also seen in that behavior pattern, as we've said before, is that this is like a final exam for his, and he failed it, and he doesn't understand why. So I think we're going to see a lot of sloppiness on his part. Again, if he's the culprit of this, we're going to see a lot of that sloppiness that gave him up along the way, surprisingly to him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the defense is going for, is trying to figure out all that sloppiness so they can try to poke holes at it, like the DNA. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a really interesting move that the prosecution is able to do. Say, no, we didn't use that for the subpoena. Wow, that's pretty fascinating to me.
That is. I mean, you think that would be the slam dunk, but if they have others, that's, I mean, we have the knife sheath, we have all these other pieces that we think this will be it. We don't know exactly what they all have yet. But yeah, there is a lot here that is still unknown. The eyewitness account, another one, the one surviving housemate, pretty much describing what Brian Koberger, I guess, would look like. Had he had a stocking cap on covering his face, the bushy eyebrows, the height, that seems to be an interesting one. How well do you think eyewitness accounts play in court today, considering all the other methods that we have now of incriminating or identifying someone?
I think it depends on the context of the situation. I don't think the eyewitness account that the other girl in the house is going to give is going to be necessarily as compelling. I think defense is going to have a good opportunity to poke that apart, mm-hmm. given a time of night. Given the fact that people were out having a good time beforehand, recollection, not seeing full facials, not being necessary, but what it'll do is it won't be good potentially on its own. But if you can put a data point with her, and then you put a data point with this phone, you put a data, in other words, if you're able to collect data points and put them together, then it forms a complete picture. So there's never just one piece that's going to be it. Mm-hmm. I still think that knife sheath, though, is going to be a really powerful piece. It'd be interesting, again, all these leads, talk about something that'd be very compelling, is if they have that knife sheath and if there's any distinctive marks on it from that K-bar, and there's a photo that they collected from the parents' house of that very knife sheath.
Yeah.
That would be fascinating, wouldn't it?
It would be. And that's going to be a very fine line when we're talking about the eyewitness accounts for the defense attorneys of Brian Koberger to walk down, if they do, in fact, put her on the stand, which I'm guessing they likely will, because yes, you can poke holes in that, and I'm sure they'll attempt to do that. But at the same point, there's the human component of it. You're talking mm-hmm. about someone who was a victim here that survived this horrible atrocity, has the mental scars to prove it. And if it's viewed as she's being bullied on the stand by the people representing Koberger, no matter what she says, even if it's just not that solid of information, that's not going to play well for
him. Right. And that's where it really bodes well for the prosecution in this, is because remember, a lot of times we're not going for facts. We're going for the emotional impact on the jury.
Yeah.
You know, facts back up the emotional impulse, but you're right. You know, when defense, granted, this defense attorney is really good. So I sure. doubt she's going to put herself in a bad spot by doing it just that way. But if she does a really good job, she'll ask a lot of what questions and have her kind of lead herself down the road of putting herself in a box that might not be good for prosecution. So, but yeah, it's a challenging spot for everyone on that one, especially because it's going to evoke a lot of emotion as well.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.